listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Hopes the Shire of Northampton can get a housing project off the ground. The Shire taking over a workers' accommodation development on Crown land in Kalbarri. The build changing hands to the Shire after the state government failed to get it off the ground back in 2022 due to the selected developer closing down. The Crosslines remediation project at Geraldton Port has been complete. The revamp, bringing new bollards to berths 5 and 6 to improve safety and create more efficient operations. Damien Tully from the Mid West Port Authority says they're now looking at upgrades to berth 1.
We're coming to the end of our detailed design at the moment, so that's where we'll see some great improvements across the port as a result of those two parts of the project.
Black spots, a lack of coverage on main roads and mobile connectivity. These are just some of the issues raised by Midwest residents at the Geraldton panel into the 2024 Regional Telecommunications Review. The meetings across regional WA are set to help determine why towns are experiencing network issues. State government funding is hoped to help WA's agri-food and beverage sector to flourish. More than $470,000 in vouchers has been awarded to 69 applicants across the state, including the Midwest and Gascoyne. Bunt Barrel will use it to boost their sales and marketing. In sport, a Geraldton soccer coach will be looking to continue his success in the NPL WA this season. Perth Red Star bouncing back from a loss to record a 2-1 victory on Saturday. The men's head coach looking to keep the winning streak going when his side face Armidale this weekend. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.